Trinidad UFO contact in the 70 THS. The German Globetrotter Hostfenner's UFO meeting in Trinidad in -76. Translation of the letter from German. Trinidad, the 2nd of January 1976. Dear friends. During my travel over the world, I have come to Trinidad now. You find my place at the River of Marmor in the Llanos de Mojos in Bolivia. I am here since 3 days, and have realized very many interesting things already. I have filled already some pages by typewriter, by my impressions and experiences. But yesterday early in the morning, I had an experience, which nearly let jump my out of my boots. At first I considered for a hallucinations or a tropical frenzy, before I could convince myself to be fully well up. Maybe you feel the same, when you read these my lines. But you know well about me and know, that I am no dreamer, and thus you simply have to believe to me, but this will surely be difficult for you. All is so much monstrous and crazy, that even today I search for mistakes in my brains and still believe to dream. But nevertheless all has happened exactly as I write this to you now, still standing under the impression of my yesterday event, which simply was monstrous for me, otherwise I cannot express it. Do not consider me for being crazy or ill, for I am neither the one nor the other. I am as normal as you are, and as well not addicted to fantasies, as you know. Yet now let me tell you my experience of yesterday. There was just 5 o'clock in the morning, when I lolled out of my bed and prepared this day for going to the fairer environment of Trinidad. About 0 minutes after getting up, I observed something in the morning sky, which I simply could not believe. All right, I already have read about flying saucers, and heard about, but never considered about them and as well not believed. I always thought such assertions for chimeras. But now, very calm and without noise, such a flying saucer flew over Trinidad, got more and more deeper, and finally disappeared anywhere behind the backwoods. I believed me dreaming and rubbed my eyes, as this could simply not be true, what I just had seen. The saucer appeared for me in my standing position like two laid together, semi-round great discs, just as a discus looks. At first I sat down for a while and deliberated, perhaps I should better return to the civilization and let examine myself thoroughly by a medic. But then I found the decision, that I should better examine the occurrence more thoroughly, before I would decide for such a step. So I took my compass then and defined the direction, where I believed to have seen going down the flying saucer. Then I packed my bundle and marched on, always exact the direction, which I had defined by the compass. This was quite exact east. In much troubles and sweat, I penetrated through the environment and the rankly growing backwoods, on and always on. It seemed for me, like I would never reach my aim, and I already wanted to give up and to return. Already I was far more than 3 hours on the way and still had found nothing, and so I had but to have suffered from a hallucination. Because from my calculation, I must have met with the saucer already since long time, if it really would have existed. All right, I still troubled myself heavily breathing and fully wet by sweat through the obstructive wood, as but already inspirited by the thought for returning. In spite of that, I did not start the return, for anything forced am irresistibly forwards. It seemed to me, like I would get drawn forwards without having a will and like by a magneto, against which I simply could not defence. Then, this might have got continued about a further half hour, I finally believed to get crazy, because I suddenly realised something very great, metallic glittering through the bushes. First I stood stiff and non-believing, yet then I conquered myself and fought through the end of the way. And once more I believed to dream, because in a great clearing was floating only about 1 meter above ground a great discus of metal, surely nearly 14 or 15 meters large on diameter. Horrible was, that no noise or else a tone was listenable, and nevertheless this discus floated free above the ground simply in the air. Like grown tired, I stood at only about 20 meters away and stared unbelieving and in understanding towards the flying saucer over there. I was able for no thought any more, and also could no more walk. I am accommodated to a lot, from all my travels, and rather hard-boiled. But yet this, I realized, let just stiffen me. This could and had simply not to be true, because this could simply not exist. I don't know, for what time I have stood there and had not moved. I only know, suddenly touching anything at my arm, and that then I turned, in under soft hyphen standing, and like in a dream around. What then I realized, is me stiffened still more, as beside me were standing two men in dive dresses. I still remember me wondering about that and asked myself, why this too would run, middle in the jungle, by divers' dresses. Firstly then he got a prison soft hyphenment, and I realized many differences. The dresses were evidently light and not so very heavy like the known to me, dive dresses. As well the silvery color did not accord to me, the known dresses, and the two blonde men kept no helmets, but had on their dresses appearing to me, instruments of different size and forms. Still stiffened, I could not speak a word, though the men, which evidently belonged to the flying saucers, looked not malicious and even laughed friendly. Then suddenly one of them spoke anything, but I could not understand any word. There as well the second one tried. But by same result, I understood no word. Their language seemed totally strange for me, but of melodical and sympathic sound, that anyhow calmed me and seemed to loosen me from my stiffness. The both about same-sized men. Their size about to the mine, thus 1.74 meters, now took me at the arms and guided me to their flying saucer, what I let happen without a will. About 5 meters to the saucer, they had built up peculiar things, among which had been also some strange stools or chairs, on which we sat down, while I still could speak nothing. Smiling friendly now, one of the men talked to me, but again I could not understand anything. His speaking but had the effect, that the fallen onto me stiffness is kept fully now from me, and I got very calm, and now I suddenly could speak, too. By Spanish language I asked astonished for this, for me, inunderstandable occurrence, yet evidently now I got not understood. And I tried by English language, but by same failing, as well by my German language of home, I succeeded only same like. We simply could not talk together. Then once more one of the men talked at me by his melodically, sympathetic voice, while he seized at his girdle and switched on a gear, hanging there and surely being not greater than a cigarette box. While speaking then, suddenly his language changed, and same as sudden I heard Spanish words, then French, and suddenly German. I don't know why, but suddenly I was joyfully excited on it, what the men must have noticed, because the German language remained on, and at first now I noticed, the men talking by my home language at me. I still know very detailed, what they said first. Now we can talk together by our languages trans soft hyphen former. Be greeted and do not fear. We are here in peace and will part in peace again. This was the first words I could understand, and I surely will never forget them by exact their sounding of words. It has been so much impressive on me that I memorized all very deeply, just believe it to me. As now we could talk with another, I got asked far, whether I could take in reminiscence all by brain very well, when they, these both men, could explain different things for me. I agreed this question and explained, that I would write all at hand at once, if this were admitted, because I would be a globetrotter, who would earn his livelihood by reports of experiences. This would even be very rude. One gave for answer to me, what we would be shorthand writing, one wanted to know. I yet wondered far this question, yet I answered it correctly, what for they thanked me. So I searched out my shorthand block and a pencil, and started true to word writing down all that got talked among us. So I can give you a true to the words copy of our talking, which surely will set you same as much to astonishment and non-believing, as myself. Yet let me tell you all in series, as I have written it down. I am K.N. The one of the both men said. I am named Athar, was the announcement of the other one. My name is Hostfenner, I explained to them. You live here in that wild land? Atha asked. No, I am only tourist here, as I am from Germany. What is a tourist? Atha asked me. A visitor, was my answer. Then Atha and I are tourists, meant Kayan. How shall I understand this, was my question. Kayan answered, we are not from this world, which you name the earth. How shall I understand this now? I asked astonished. We are coming from the stars, answered Kayan, we are no creatures from this world. You want to make a joke with me, don't you? I asked, as I really believed, what they told being a joke. No, we come from the stars of Proxima Centauri, as you name this group of stars, was the answer of Kayan. This is the laying next to this world solar system, in distance of rounded 50 billion kilometers according your termination. This can't but be, that's but utopical, I meant. It is easier, when I just put the names of the each speakers before each sentence. So I will write it this way, Kayan, we do not joke host, then you must be starman. Kayan, so we are. Host, I cannot believe. Athar, we do not speak untruth. Host, shall I really believe this? Kayan, it is the truth. Host, unbelievable, what are you doing here? Kayan, we often come to the earth. We observe the events here and consider the development of the human beings. Unfortunately they are lying very much behind by religious misleading and because of political intrigues. The humans of the earth could effect very much mischief by their wrong developments and fights for power, what way even more far in distance star systems could get afflicted. Because of this, we come to earth and observe, for to prevent eventually worst things. Host, this sounds quite unbelievable. Kayan, we speak the truth. Host, if you really tell the truth, what will you both be able to effect, if really something would run wrong? Kayan, have no hesitations, we are not alone. Besides our Centaurians are still different other space races on the Earth, alone these are originated in much fairer distanced systems than we do. Host, this all sounds like utopia for me. Yet what do you want to undertake against the development on the Earth? You cannot yet change all by power, this would but lead to a world war, and Rafam are the other starmen. Kayan, I have but explained for you, that we are telling truth. So it is not utopical. As well we don't want to take means against the earth, for this we have no justification, especially not by power, which is interdirected for us. So you have not to expect and fear a war from our side. We have many friends on the earth, with who we have contact, and who by that work, from our advices and orders in peaceful manner, do for the benefit of all earth human beings. They spread the knowledge about our existence and about our mission. You name these, your fellow crowers, contactors. They work in our order, and get attacked with enmity because that one accuses them of lie and of deceit, against what they unfortunately cannot defend themselves. Unfortunately, it does as well behave, that they mingle themselves among these good contactors, elements, too, who only exercise lie and deceit and joke, what way our mission gets menaced. Especially the most important one of all contactors is exposed to greatest enmities, and even his life menaced. This is a man of very important worth, and he got educated as the prophet of the presence, whose missions are the most important at all. Because he has to bring anew as prophet the real lessons of the truth towards the earth human beings. This is the lesson, which you call as the lesson of the spirit. These lessons get transmuted to him from the very highest spheres of spirit, in connection to space races, coming from the star sign of the Lyra, the Pleiades stars and the dull universe. Besides these, yet are still staying on earth different of the cosmic races or come here regularly. Unlimitedly but the highest and the most important missions get performed by these space, who belong to the Pleiadian stars, because they are the far descendants of the forefathers of the earth human beings, from what reason this great mission belongs to their field of justification. These cosmic races keep three different stations on the earth, under the command of a leader by name Quetzal, whose Rapunzi is a woman creature in age of about 350 Earth years. Her name is Samjays, and she is the daughter of the most mightful commander of the Pleiadian space fleet. At the earthly contactor to the Pleiadian race, it deals of an about 40 years old man in the land you name as Switzerland.